हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
Even though Atma is ever pure, Vishuddha api asti. But Atma never becomes impure, never becomes anything. Atma is always Atma. But the Atma seems to be impure. Impure means what? When Anatma is mistaken for the Atma, then Anatma's attributes are taken to be Atma's attributes. Then Atma seems to be impure. Atma seems to be endowed with all the impurities and limitations of the Anatma. Like that how he says, Yatha eva rajjuhu dvividha, the same rope, what is this, only one rope, that's all. That rope, anisham, always, ajnaninaha and jnaninaha, dvividha. The rope is different, the rope appears to be snake always for the ignorant, the one who is ignorant of the rope. And the one who knows the rope as a rope, for him the rope is a rope for a wise person, jnani. The one who knows the rope appears to be rope, one who does not know the rope, rope appears to be snake. Only rope has two appearances for two people in keeping with their two perceptions, isn't it? The same way, here also, for a jnani, Atma is ever impure. For a jnani, Atma is ever pure. This is what we saw in the last class. We had to go in 69th verse. Yathaiva मृण्मयः कुम्भः तद्वद्देहोऽपि चिन्मयः आत्मानात्मविभागोऽयम् मुधैव क्रियते बुधैः यथैव मृण्मयः कुम्भः तद्वद्देहोऽपि चिन्मयः आत्मानात्मविभागोऽयम् मुधैव क्रियते बुधैः. See, as an ignorant person, when you start with the Upanishad teaches, the Vedantic, all the Vedantic texts teaches to have the discriminative knowledge of the self. And you have to distinguish the self first from the non-self. Thereafter you have to arrive at what the self is. To know what exactly the self is, first of all, distinguish the self from the non-self. Differentiate the self from the non-self. See what the self is not. Then you see what the self is. Always our understanding starts with this. What the self is not, and thereby we arrive at what the self is. Then, when you distinguish a self from the non-self, by understanding what the self is not, then you arrive at exactly what the self is. We call it what? It is actually the analysis of the method of arriving at that self, distinguishing it from the non-self, is called what? Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya. And then we say you have discriminative knowledge of you are discerning the self from the non-self. This is all required when? In the beginning. Isn't it? Whereas, for the wise person, is such a division possible, discerning necessary? For a wise person, discerning is not required. If he is yet to discern the Atma and the Anatma, then he is not at a jnani, isn't it? Who is the wise person? The wise person is not the one who is yet discerning the Atma from the Anatma. Only the ignorant person has to become a wise person, become a jnani, and for him to become a jnani, he should have what? Ascertained doubt-free vision of the Atma being Brahman, and for which he should know what exactly Atma is. Now, he does not know what Atma is, and therefore, not only he does not know the Atma, he thinks he knows the Atma, and he mistakes the Anatma for the Atma. And thereby he thinks, when he talks about all the problems of the Anatma as the problems of one's own self, then he superimposing all the limitations also. Then he makes the Atma what now? For him, Atma, the self, is all limited individual. Self is with all the problems, all the limitations, and with all impurities and blemishes. And therefore, then he, as a result, and he becomes a victim of these problems, and as a result, what? He is samsari, he is a bound person, unhappy, miserable individual. That is when he approaches the teacher and approaches the Shastram. That is when the Shastram tells what? Come on, where is the problem for you? You have no problem at all. You are coming to me without any problem. You are saying you have problems. If even the patient goes to the doctor with a disease and the doctor really diagnoses and can find out some problem, then he can give the medicine. Isn't it? When the patient goes to the doctor without any problem and still he has have all sorts of problems, the doctor has to tell him, make him understand what? How he doesn't have any problem at all. Isn't it? Now, he's not seeing the non-problem, not having the problems is the problem. Therefore, all the doctor needs to make him understand is that he is completely free from problems. Like that, Vedanta teacher also is what now? Bhagavan also, Dakshinamurti is the Adi Guru and Adi Vaidya, the foremost of the doctors, and all that he has to make is the sick person, the miserable, emotionally sick, unhappy, miserable person, understand that he is completely free from all the problems. And for which the first sitting test, what he has to do is, he has to help him see, come on, first of all, these problems are all for you because you do not know, you do not know what you are. Because you mistake the non-self for the self, and the problems are there, but they belong to the non-self. If you don't internalize the problems or the non-self as your problems, you are free. You will be unafflicted, you can be objective towards the problems. But now you are objective, when you take the problems of the non-self as the problems of yourself, you are subjective, you are internalizing them, that is why now you feel burdened. Okay, being burdened is being happy, unhappy and being heavy. Therefore, then he says, that is because you do not know what the self is. That is your error. And to know what the self is, first of all, to know what the self is, you should know what the self is not. Be clear about it. There is no way of arriving at what the self is without being very clear about what the self is not. Therefore, how he makes this, first he makes him understand what the self is not, and thereby helps him to discern the self from the non-self, and that is called what now? Atma Anatma Vivekaha, discriminative knowledge of discerning the self from the non-self. These are all required only for an ignorant person, isn't it? For a wise person, is it necessary? No, isn't it? Therefore, what he says, what should be the wise person's vision? What is wise person's vision and what is ignorant person's perceptions, view? So very careful. Okay? Devotion 7 say ignorant person's vision. Okay, ignorant person's view and wise person's vision are different. So in this case he says, how does the wise person see this? He says, Kumbaha, I have to give this much introduction to this verse. Kumbaha means a kalashaha, a pot. Mrinmayaha eva. Kumbaha mrinmayaha eva. A pot is nothing but clay. When you say pot is nothing but clay, kumbaha mrit means clay. Mrit mayaha means nothing but clay. The modified form of clay is the pot, which means pot is only the name and form added to the substance called clay. The name and form pot is only a substantive, non-substantial substantive. The actual substance is only the clay. That means you can very well say, where is the pot? The what is there is only clay. Okay, clay alone is in the form of name and form pot. There is no such difference. You need not discern the pot and the clay. Okay, you need not discern them as two. Are they two different things for you to discern one from the other? If there are two, one can be discerned from the others. One can be distinguished from the other. One can be different from the other. Are there two things at all? Seems one way of seeing it, okay? Are there two different things for it to discern the one from the other? Can you say pot and clay are, therefore I'm discerning the clay from the pot? You cannot say that. Because pot and clay, you can't say pot and clay are. For you to use the conjunction, the and, they must have two different entities existing independent of each other. The pot has no independent existence. So pot cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, and should not be used. Pot and clay are, you should not say. All that you can say is clay alone is in the form of pot. Really speaking, what is there is only clay. Where is the need for you to discern viveka? Do you need viveka? Not necessary. In the same way, okay, it's one level of seeing it. Only ignorant person has to do all those things. A wise person, this is how the wise person speaks. Yatha eva kumbaha mrinmayaha tatha. In the same way, what he says now, dehaha api chinmayaha. Look at this. Mrinmayaha chinmayaha. This body also is nothing but, what now? Nothing but consciousness. There you can say modified form of clay, but here you say consciousness alone shines in the form of the physical body. Why? Because you can't say consciousness and the cross physical body is or are, because without consciousness is body, the physical body is also, even though it's material physical body, the very matter itself is non-substantial, has no independent existence. And how can you count the material body, the effect as a non, is a substance, isn't it? Substance. The original matter itself is non-substantial, name and form. What about the material physical body is also non-substantial. Therefore, the only substance is, with reference to matter, cause also is consciousness. The only substance with reference to effect also is what? Consciousness. Is it clear? No. Therefore, Dehaha is non-substantial name and form. Consciousness is the only substance. Therefore, why should we talk about Atma, Anatma, Beda? Why should we talk about discerning the Atma from the Anatma? Are there, can you say consciousness and body are? You cannot say. Because consciousness and body are, you cannot say. Because consciousness and body has no independent existence. Without the consciousness, therefore, body cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, you have to say what? Consciousness alone appears in the form of the body. Is it clear now? Therefore, Dehaha api chinmayaha, this body is also nothing but consciousness. Even then you have to say very clearly, clay is not the pot, but pot is nothing but clay. Consciousness is not the body, but the body is nothing but consciousness. Because you are not counting the matter, the cause, the material, the effect, isn't it? As second parallel reality. Therefore, Atma Anatma Vibhagaha, Atma Anatma Vibhagaha, this discrimination, separation of Atma and Anatma, okay, this distinction of Atma and Anatma, Mudha Eva Budaihi Kriyate, Abudaihi, you have to say be very careful, okay? Abudaihi, Buddha means wise person. Abudaha means otherwise person. Okay? Abudaha is ignorant person. Abudhaihi, by ignorant people, mudha, in what now? Mudha means waste, okay, in vain. Is it? Eva, kriyate. What is created? What is done here? This division is done, this discrimination is done in vain by the ignorant people. Is it? We should not say it's vain, it's done in vain, but still, isn't it? From the standpoint of a jnani, what are they talking about? Where are they dividing it? Where is the division? Are they two different things? Are they two different realities? Therefore, that is the understanding of a wise person. Atma Anatma Vibhagaha itself, the discerning Atma from the Anatma itself is what? Done only by the ignorant people. No? After arriving at the truth, you will say, you will laugh at yourself, my God, what was I doing? Okay, now we go next verse. That means, what is there is only Atma. In the vision of the only reality being Atma, you see the whole prapancha, you see all the names and forms, the physical body, everything, just for you is as non-substantial as the wave.
Sarpatve nayatha rajju. Rajatatvena shuktika. Vinirnita vimudhena. Dehatvena tathatmata. Sarpatvena. Yatha rajju. Rajatatvena shuktika. Vinirnita vimudhena. Dehatvena tathatmana.
See, nirnayaha, in Tamil also here nirnaya. Nirnayaha means, you know, firm conclusion. Nirnayaha means firm conclusion. Final conclusion is called what? Nirnayaha. Vi nirnayaha means what now? Firm doubt, isn't it? Firm confirmation. Conclusion, determination is called what now? Determining something to be, is that called vinirnayaha? So here, vinirnita means what now? Something has been, you know, firmly concluded, firmly determined. What is firmly determined here? Here, just as yatha. The Rajjuhu, it is followed by Raj, another Ra becomes Rajju. And Rajjuhu, Rajjuhu means a rope. Sarpatvena vinirnita. Just as the rope is identified with the snake. The rope is identified with the snake and the rope is mistaken for the snake. Isn't it? Rope is taken as the snake. It means the snake is, isn't it? Rope is mistaken as the snake. And rope is identified with the snake. And rope is not at all seen. You can never see the rope and still you can identify the rope with the snake. Rope being not seen, rope is identified with the snake and rope is taken for the snake itself. Rope is in the ignorant person's view, rope is nothing but the snake. Similarly, this is called what now? What is there is the snake. What is there is only the snake. This is called what now? Sarpatvena Rajjuhu Rajju Vinirnita, isn't it? The rope being mistaken for, rope is determined to be the snake. The same way, Rajatatvena Shuktika, the seashell also is identified with the, what now? Silver. Okay, here you have to see the difference. The rope is inanimate rope, is mistaken to be the live, conscious, animate snake. And here, Rajatadvena Shuktika, the seashell, which is which is of inferior, which belongs to the inferior thing, is mistaken for the more valuable silver. They're all adhyasas only, isn't it? It's called shobhana adhyasa. You give more value to when you mistake the seashell for the silver. This seashell is identified with the silver and the piece of silver. The seashell, you do not see the seashell at all. What you see is only the silver. Mistake, because you don't see what is there is the seashell. And mistaking the seashell for the silver, then not seeing the seashell in your perception, in your view, what is there is only the silver. It's called seashell being identified with silver, and seashell being mistaken for the silver and seeing only the silver. Mistake, you see the seashell as the silver. Similarly, atmata, dehatvena, atmata, vinirnita. And also, this atmata, dehatvena means the atma also is taken, atma being taken as the body is called what? Dehatvena atmata. Atma also, Atma the pure consciousness, the absolute self, the reality, truth of all the beings also, which is Param Brahma, the absolute reality, is also identified with the gross physical body and mistaken as the body. And Atma being not known, the anatma, the body is the atma. Body is determined to be the atma. By whom? The totally deluded, ignorant person. Vimudhena. For the deluded minded, atma is the body. Just as rope is the snake for him, seashell is the silver for him, so also body is the atma for a deluded minded. Delusion, body is the atma. In delusion, rope is the snake. In delusion, seashell is the silver. Okay, and delusion is error in perception, is due to the ignorance of what is. Therefore, error in perception is due to the lack of discriminative knowledge, and the one who is lacking the discriminative knowledge is called a deluded vimudaha. And the lack of discriminative knowledge implies lack of clear knowledge of what the self is, what the self is not. What the rope is, that knowledge is, then you can, it is not possible for one to mistake the rope for the snake. It is the ignorance of what is causes the delusion. In delusion, one is mistaken for the other. See, you can see what is not as is only when you do not see what is. Not seeing what is results in seeing what is not. You cannot say, oh, I don't see anything, you cannot say. That's a problem, isn't it? See, we say, when you see the rope, if you do not see the rope, if you do not see the snake, it's okay. If you say, I don't see anything at all, it will be very good, isn't it?
Not seeing, that's a very important lesson here. Not seeing what is, if it helps you to see nothingness, there's no problem. Not seeing what is results in seeing what is not is the problem. If you do not see the rope is not the problem, but if you do not see anything at all, then it is no problem. But when you see the snake, it is the problem. So not seeing what is results in seeing what is not. Therefore, not seeing what is the problem. Is it clear now? Therefore, here also, the atma, dehat, atmata, dehatvena vinirnita, means what now? Atma also, even now, is taken to be the body. The body is taken as the atma. Body is identified with the atma, and body is seen as the atma. By whom? But is one who lacks this discriminative knowledge. Therefore, now 70 to 74, all these verses, now this verse onwards, how this 70th verse to 74th verse, all these 4-5 verses, they talk about how ignorance results in erroneous perception.
Ghatat त्वे नयथा पृथ्वी पटत्वे नैव तन्तवः विनिर्णीता विमूढेन देहत्वेन तथात्मता घटत्वेन यथा पृथ्वी पटत्वेनैव तन्तवः विनिर्णीता विमूढेन देहत्वेन तथात्मता.
Again, the same thing is continued. The same way he continues. Few more examples. Prithvi ghatatvena vinirnita. Tantavaha patatvena vinirnitaha. Same way, atmata dehatvena vinirnita vimudhena. The second line is the same. Atma is determined to be the body. Atma is taken as the body. Atma is seen as the body. It means body is the Atma. Is it? Body alone is the Atma. Atma is nothing but body. For the deluded person, how? He says, ghatatvena yatha prithvi. When the clay is identified with the pot, instead of pot being identified with the clay, look at this, which should be identified with the what? Pot should be, the Namarupa pot should be identified with the clay. But instead, what do we do? Clay is identified with the pot. Ulta. So, patatvena tantavaha. In fact, the fabric must be identified with the threads, fibers. Instead, the fibers are identified with the fabric. What is more real there? What is more real? What is real? What is that which lends existence? What is independent of what? We are not very clear. And what is the substance? What is this non-substantial substantive? The substance substantive discrimination is not there. That is why, what do we, when you see the pot, for you, pot is real, pot alone is. When you say pot alone is, the clay becomes identified with the pot. When you say fabric alone is there, then all the fibers become identified with the fabric. When you say body alone is, isn't it? Then body become, atma becomes identified with what now? Body. Similarly, what is, the real becomes identified, the reality becomes identified with mithya nama rupa. Very important thing again. See, I'm repeating it. The reality becomes identified with mithya nama rupa. The actual substance becomes identified with non-substantial name and form, which has no independent existence and which is as good as non-existent, which is not there at all, really speaking. Isn't it? Similarly, he says, therefore, so just as pot is identified with the clay and pot is mistaken, pot is taken as, pot enjoys the status of the clay, and when the fabric is mistaken, the fibers are mistaken for the identified with the fabric, then fabric enjoys the status of the fibers. So also, physical body is taken as the atma, physical body enjoys the status of the self. In your view, therefore, this wrong identity means what now? Wrong identity. Atma being mistaken for the anatma body, the reality, the real fibers being mistaken for the name namarupa fabric, and the clay being mistaken, identified with the pot, is it? This wrong identity is what now? Only because of delusion. It is lack of discriminative knowledge caused by ignorance of what is, results in the erroneous perception. Is an error in the perception. Why he is going to develop something later on very differently. That's why he is telling now. So thus, is Vedanta going to change your perception? Or is it? You are not going to change your perception. Is Vedanta going to change your experience? No. What is Vedanta going to do? Isn't it? Yes, what is the thing? Kanakam kundalatvena. You have to bear with our Acharya until 74th verse. The same thing is repeated. Kanakam kundalatvena. Tarangatvena vaijalam vinirnita vimodhena dehatvena tatatmata kanakam kundalatvena tarangatvena vaijalam vinirnita vimodhena dehatvena tatatmata. Same thing. Kanakam kundalatvena. Kanakam is gold and kundalam is the name of a given ornament. Wound, yes. When you see the kundalam, you take the kundalam as real. the ornament as the real. Ornament being available for, ornament being useful, ornament being usable, enjoyable, an ornament becomes very, very real for you. When the ornament is taken for the reality, and ornament, what now? The reality, the gold, what is real, the substance gold becomes identified and taken for the kundalam, the ornament. When you see the kundalam as the real. Similarly, tarangatvena vaijalam. Indeed, the water also is identified with the waveness. Isn't it? Wave. Water also is given the status of being the wave. When the water is identified with the wave, water is taken for the wave. Gold is taken for the ornament. And here, in fact, gold, when ornament is taken for the gold, wave is taken for the water. So also, Atma is taken, what now? The physical body is taken to be the Atma. The physical body, the non-substantial, then mean, why he is giving this example? Because consciousness is the subtlest substance reality. Whereas these all examples are gross examples. When you say, oh, you identify this wave, the wave is identified with the water. It's correct identity, isn't it? But the water is identified with the wave. Water is taken to be the wave. Wave is mistaken for the water. Water is taken to be the wave. That means ornament is what now? Mistaken for the gold. Ornament is given the status of the gold. Ornament is given the status of the gold. What status? Gold is real. Ornament is mithya. The non-substantial name and form. Mithya means it is as good as non-existent. What is as good as non-existent is taken to be the real substance. Similarly, when you say the wave, water, when you say the wave is, water is taken for the wave is identified with, water identified with the wave, then wave enjoys the status of being the water, means the wave, mithya, non-substantial wave is taken to be the real substance water. The gross examples, in the same way, how it is, wave is non-substantial, water alone is real. How this ornament is non-substantial, name and form non-substantial, and gold alone is real. So the substance, so also Atma alone is the substance. This physical body, because which is enjoyable, usable, available for transaction, bhoga ayatanam, abode of enjoyment, endowed with instruments of enjoyment, is so tangible, so acceptable, is mistaken for the Atma, because this physical body is as non-substantial as the wave, nama-rupa. This physical body is as non-substantial as any ornament, the name and the form. Atma alone is the reality. Atma alone is real. Here what his emphasis is on, why he is repeating? Why Shankaracharya is repeating? Tell me. Not very simple, isn't it? Atmatvena vinirnita, dehaha atmatvena vinirnita vimodena. He is repeating every line. Why? Don't think he is simply repeating it. Because he wants us to understand, because it is very difficult for the mind to accept that this body is non-substantial. Can you accept it? Because you even to understand the fact, even to, isn't it? The physical body is so, for us, solid body, which is usable, enjoyable, and we also know without the physical body, when I had it in Shastram, there is no such thing called enjoyment of anything is possible. See, enjoyment of pain or pleasure, isn't it? Experience of pain or pleasure is possible only when you when this body is. This body is such an important thing. Without this, no experience of any pain or pleasure is possible. In life, enjoyment of the universe, enjoyment of any object, enjoyment of pain or pleasure, experience of pain or pleasure is possible only if you are on, if there is a physical body. That is why it's called a bhoga ayatanam. Even the instruments of enjoyment, such as sense organs, mind, etc., the subtle body which serves as instrument of enjoyment, bhoga sadhanam, isn't it, can be functional only if it is endowed with this physical body. Isn't it? So this physical body is so usable, enjoyable, available for even the transactability itself is possible only when this physical body is. Without the physical body, without this bodies, the transactability itself is not there. Therefore, for us, this physical, but even though it is so, though the body is so real for us, we may say, oh, body is anatma, we think we know. But our, is it, body is so real. Because we for us, I, when you say, I is the manifest knowledge. The I, which is the manifest knowledge, is what now? Identified with the manifesting medium, the mind, and I, the manifest knowledge, is thereby identified with the all the physical bodies also. Actually, the manifest knowledge should be identified with the original knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, and what happens now, the reality, this non-substantial, just as non-substantial name and form ornament is mistaken for the actual substance gold, kanakam, just as the non-substantial name, mithya name and form wave is mistaken for the water, so also the non-substantial name and form physical deha also is mistaken for the Atma, the Self, the Substance. Okay? This mistaken is what? This wrong perception is due to? This error in perception is due to the ignorance of what the Substance is. When you know what the gold is, you are able to see the mithyatvam of namarupa. You are able to see name and form being non-substantial, ornament being non-substantial, name and form. When you see, when you know the water, you understand the wave being non-substantial, name and form. Similarly, unless and until you know what the Self is, you cannot help having erroneous perception of this non-substantial body also, the name and form body also, being mistaken for the substance Atma. Now, we go to the next one.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
Two more verses, we have to see the same thing. Okay? Nice to be with this, dwell upon this.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
See, when he gives his simple examples, he come on, please understand. It is the essence in the body, dehatma buddhihi. Body being mistaken for the self is absolutely because of you. There's error in your perception. And because, listen, you have to correct the perception, error in your perception, which means you need a correct knowledge. That's what is emphasis. So you give so many examples. When you see the examples, then it becomes, okay, you have to remember this.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
Jalatvena marichika.
Jalatvena marichika.
Vinirnita vimodhena.
Vinirnita vimodhena.
Dehatvena tathatmata.
Dehatvena tathatmata.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
Purushatvena vai sthanuhu.
Jalatvena marichika.
Jalatvena marichika.
Vinirnita vimodhena.
Vinirnita vimodhena.
Dehatvena.
Dehatvena.
Tathatmata.
Tathatmata.
Now what he says?
Sthanuhu purushatvena, marichika jalatvena.
Sthanuhu means a stump, a pole, a post. Okay, a post which is straight, which doesn't move, which is unmoving, inert, and what now? Is mistaken for a mobile. At least here you can say water and wave, at least inseparably together, isn't it? And you mistake the unmoving post for a man in dim light. I did take somebody standing there. Sthanuhu purushatvena, unmoving, inert post is mistaken for a mobile living human man, human being man. Purushat, mistaken for a man. That means what? Then you don't see this post. What you see is the person, the man. Now, man is identified with what now? The man is identified with the post. The post is mistaken for the man. So also, jalatvena marichika. Marichika literally means chilli. Chilli, hot chilli. It's called marichika in Sanskrit. But here marichika means mirage water. Mrigatrishna. Another word for marichika is what? Mrigatrishnambas. Mrigatrishnambas means what? Mirage water. Mrigatrishnambas. Mrigatrishnambas. The mirage water in Sanskritam is called marichika mrigatrishnambas. But this mirage water is taken for real water, not by us, but deers which run in the forest. That's why mirage water in Sanskritam is called Mrigatrishnambas, because it seems in the forest, in the jungles, in the summer season, it is very hot, and jungle somewhere in between, inside interior areas, there must be ponds and lakes. But these deer, when they come out to the pathways, and there won't be water available. And when from the sea, from distance, and you can, in the hot sun, from distance, they see some mirage. It looks as though there is some water. And these deers run and run towards them, very thirsty. Feeling very thirsty, the deers run towards that water, and they run closely, and they find there is no water. The deers mistake the mirage water for the real water, and they run towards them. There is no water. Again they are very thirsty. Again they keep running. They keep running, they keep running, they keep running. Every time they are mistaking the mirage water for the real water, they run towards the mirage and going near, and they find out, because there is no mirage, keeps going. There is no water. At last they die. Now that's why Mrigatrishnambas. Mrga means deer. Trishna means thirst. Ambas means the thirsty deer mistakes the mirage for the real water. The mirage is called Mrigatrishnambas. In Sanskrit here also, Marichika, means the same. But what happens, the mirage is not at all real, isn't it? Completely, but this mirage is mistaken for the real water. The non-existent water called mirage is mistaken for really existent water, the real water. The unmoving, non-living post is mistaken for the mobile, sentient, alive man. In the same way, this physical body is also what? No, is taken to be the Atma. Atma is identified with this physical body. Body is identified with Atma as a different thing. But Atma is identified with the body, because this physical body is inert like the post, and this physical body, what now, as good as non-existent like the mirage water, and this physical body is taken to be, the non-substantial body is taken for the actual substance, Atma, due to the ignorance of the Atma. Ignorance of the substance makes you have wrong perception of the non-substantial name and form, is it? As the substance. Grihatvenaiva kashtani Khadgatvenaiva lohata Vinirnita vimodhena Dehatvena tathatmata. Grihatvenaiva kashtani Khadgatvenaiva lohata Vinirnita vimodhena Dehatvena tathatmata. What he says, he's talking about the wooden houses, like London houses. Na, kashtam means a piece of wood. Kashtani means many wooden pieces. You bring all the wooden pieces together, put them intelligently together, it becomes a home, house. Isn't it? Remove all the wooden, dismantle all the wooden pieces, wooden boards, will there be house? Isn't it? In fact, you see, oh, nice house, enjoyable house. For you, house is so real, very, very real. But you do not see, because only house, it is enjoyable, useful for you. Because of its, it is transactable, useful, enjoyable, therefore house is very real for you. You do not think this house is just the name and form added to the many wooden boards, the pieces of wood. If all this, because remove all this wood from the house, will there be house? Therefore, house is, isn't it? If the house is identified with the wood, you can say no problem. How pot is clay, so the whole house is nothing but wood. If you say, there is right perception. But if you say, oh, house alone is, then you do not see the wood, then wood is taken for the house. That is erroneous perception. Erroneous perception. Wood being identified with the house, because the dismantled wood is taken away, the house will be non-existent. The house is a non-substantial name and form, which is as good as non-existent, independent of the wood. Without the wood, it will be non-existent. With the wood also, it is as good as non-existent. What is really there is the wood. Wood is the substance. House is the non-substantial name and form. Shankara is giving this example because when you see the pieces of wood, you know, really stored and really accumulated in heaps in timber mart, and there you can't see, you can't really relate to, isn't it? But when you come, comfortable house is built, when you live there, what is real for you? The wooden piece you see, the timber mart or the house? Isn't it? House is so real for you. Because of its usefulness, because of its enjoyability, because of its availability, transactability. Isn't it? Whereas wood, the pieces of wood accumulated, you know, stored in heaps, accumulated in heaps, in timber mart, you really don't see it. Therefore, but really speaking, the substance is that wood alone. The whole house which you enjoy is just the non-substantial nama-rupa. But the real substance of wood is identified with the non-substantial nama-rupa. You take this nama-rupa house as real. What is this? Completely erroneous perception of, is erroneous, the error in perception. Because you take the house for real, because you do not see the wood at all. Then, similarly, khadgatvena lohata. Lohaha means iron, metal. And the khadga means what? A sword. An axe is called khadgaha. Knife is called khadgaha. Knife, sword, axe, they are called khadgaha. Khadgatvena lohata. Isn't it? An iron, the metal out of which the axe or sword is made, that is mistaken for the very sword. The sword should be identified with an iron, or iron should be identified with the sword. But here, there is no sword if you remove the iron. Is it? But a sword, or knife, or axe, which is just the non-substantial name and form, is mistaken for the substance. Is it? Mistaken for the substance iron. That means you do not see the iron, but for you, iron is this sword. He says, sword is iron, there's no problem, but the iron enjoys the status of being the sword, because iron becomes real for you. In the same way, this physical body also, in it, all that you need to know is physical body is just the non-substantial name and form, which is mithya, which has no independent existence, which has borrowed existence, therefore which is as good as non-existent, is mistaken for the real substance Atma. The only substance Atma, the consciousness. Okay? This is called erroneous self-perception. Now Shankara explained, what is erroneous self-perception? It needs all these four verses. And this erroneous self-perception is due to the ignorance of what the self is.
Yatha vriksha viparyaso. Jalad bhavati kasya chite. Yatha vriksha viparyaso. Jalad bhavati kasya chite. Tadvadatmani dehatvam. Pashyatyajnana yogataha. Pashyatyajnana yogataha. Yatha vriksha viparyaso. Jalad bhavati kasya chite. Ajnana yogataha. Sorry. Tadvadatmani dehatvam. Pashyatyajnana yogataha.
See, when you walk on the river side, you know, on the bank of a river, then sometimes you see, in India we have lots of river trees like bending and all that. And the water is quite flowing, you know, with all stillness, and you can see the reflections of our own face. When you go and see like this, you can see reflection of your own face in the water. Similarly, he talks about the trees on the river bank, and those trees, you can see the reflections of the trees in the rivers. He's come to now jiva. Reflection of the trees. The reflection of the tree is not unreal because you are seeing the reflection. You can't say it is unreal, it's non-existent. But the reflection of the tree is not real at all. The reflection of the tree is what is real is the original tree. Why do we say? Because if you count that there is original tree as well as the reflected tree, then I am counting them as one, two, and so many trees, isn't it? Then if you count, then that what we count it as a second one. Actually speaking, sometimes you see from far, you mistake the reflected tree, reflection of the tree in the water, as real tree. Viparyasaha, vriksha viparyasaha. Viparyasaha means not the original tree, appearance of the tree in the water is what? Reflected tree, reflection of the tree. Viparyasaha is mistaken for the real tree because it appears exactly like the original tree. But really speaking, the reflection of the tree is not real, and original tree without the original tree, the reflected tree has no independent existence. And the reflection of the tree has no independent existence without the reflecting medium, the water also. Please understand here. See the situation of the reflection of the tree now. The reflection of the tree, without the original tree also reflection is not possible. And reflection is not possible without the reflecting medium, water also. The reflection is dependent on the reflecting medium and the original tree. There is no independent existence. Without the original tree, there cannot be the reflected tree. And without the reflecting medium also, the reflection of the tree is not possible. Therefore, it is reflected tree, reflection of the tree, which has no independent existence, which seems to be real, but which is not real at all, which is nothing but original tree. Isn't it? But what happens? This mithya, non-substantial, as good as non-existent reflection of the tree is mistaken for the real tree. When you do not see the real tree, when you mistake the tree for the real. And for the reflection, what is the reason for the reflection? What is responsible for the reflection? The reflecting medium, water, isn't it? The water is not there, there cannot be reflection. In the same way, what is jivaha here? What is this jivaha? Is there something called jivaha? Is there something called reflected tree? No. Is there something called individual consciousness? Is there something called individual being? Something called jivaha, an individual? Isn't it? So here, an individual, the jivaha, is what now? No, the I sense which rises in the mind is just what? The knowledge, is it? That I is manifest knowledge. I am, is what now? A reflection of consciousness. I am itself is what? Reflection of consciousness. It's a manifestation of consciousness. which has no independent existence without the original consciousness and without the reflecting medium mind also. Without the reflecting medium mind, there cannot be reflection of consciousness or manifestation of consciousness as I am, the knowledge, isn't it? Same way, therefore the I am, what is I am? Is it real? I, is it real? The jiva, the individual self, the I, is it real? The jiva is real. It is not unreal. It is not non-existent, because you are very much there wandering all over. It's not unreal, but it is not real also. Not real also means what? It is taken to be the real now. How you when you see the example, you are so clear. Oh my God, how foolish it is to mistake the reflection of the tree in the water for a real tree. Because it has no independent existence. Without the real tree, there cannot be the reflection. Without the reflecting medium, water also, there cannot be reflection. The reflection is dependent on these two sources, the original source and the reflecting medium. Isn't it? Suppose there is no reflecting medium, there will only be tree. If there is no original tree at all, it is impossible for the reflection to be there. Then the reflection of the tree is mistaken for the real tree. In the same way, the original pure consciousness, isn't it, is identified with the reflected consciousness. Instead of reflected consciousness being identified with the original consciousness, original consciousness is identified with the, you mean what, how identified? You are not taking this for that. When you mistake the reflected consciousness for I, isn't it? Consciousness as the real thing, then you are mistaking the reflected consciousness, I, jiva, for the original consciousness. Really speaking, there is no jiva at all. Like what? There is no reflected tree at all. So he says, jalat bhavati. It is purely because of the water, the reflecting medium, there is what now? The reflection of the tree. See, the reflection of the tree will never be if there is no reflecting medium. Similarly, there will not be I sense if there is no mind. There is no vrittihi, antahkarana vrittihi is not there, then there will not be knowledge I am. That is why in deep sleep state, when the vritti is not there, there is no knowledge I am. Vritti, the reflecting medium, is resolved in deep sleep state. Therefore, there is no reflection of consciousness I am. The knowledge I am. Is it clear now? The universe is. When these vrittis are not there, then there is no universe also. The universe is dependent on the presence of the vrittis. Vrittis resolve, universe resolve. Reflection also resolves. Vrittis are, reflections are, universe is. Vrittis resolve, reflections go, universe also resolves. But what is there, what is originally there, always independently there, without coming and going, is pure consciousness. For what he says, Jalat bhavati vriksha viparyasaha. Appearance of the reflected tree, reflection of the tree is purely because of the reflecting medium, the water. Tadvat atmani dehatvam pasyati. Ajnana yogataha. Due to the ignorance alone, one sees what now? The body, one mistakes the body for the self. It means one sees the one attributes the bodiness to the Atma, the self, due to the ignorance. Okay? It is ignorance which makes you mistake the body for the self. What is responsible here? Is it clear? Therefore, so many times he repeats. Because it is very easy for us to understand the examples. Here, the abstract consciousness is the reality, and the, which is not available for any transaction, recognition, objectification or understanding. But his body is so tangible. Only with this you have to achieve everything. And therefore this body is non-substantial, means very difficult, isn't it? Very difficult. Now he is going to go slowly entering into what now? Subtle also. Now the question is there a jiva? Is there a jiva at all? There is no jiva. Jiva is, but when you say this jiva, which is, isn't it, which has no existence independently, is taken for the Atma. Like reflection of tree is mistaken for the real tree. We'll see next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.